It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning and welcome. The Bob Rose Show continues. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's Monday, and we're going to make it great. And we know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast. Hit subscribe for the Bob Rose Show.
What's it cost, Bob?
Zero, zilch. It is free.
Wow.
Because we love you.
Such a deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So... make sure you check that out. You won't miss any of the great interviews and other things that we cover. Now, all right, some of your top stories. Tony Blair talking about the social media censorship that's going on. We'll dig into that a little bit. Also, apparently, according to the aunt of the shooter, the mother, and this is in Georgia, warned the school about 30 minutes out. And there was some confusion about the kid's name. Because there's another kid, what, last name Gray,
there
maybe?
Was similar, yeah. They were actually looking in the wrong class for a moment. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a little odd.
Maybe that could be one of the things as far as a protocol type thing that can be adjusted, worked on, looked at, etc. And then you've got, how long have I been talking about this? So the information I'm going to share with you, since you've been regular listeners, is not going to come as a shock. But it is a big story. China's government has positioned itself to embed Communist Party spies at Microsoft and other U.S. companies that do business in the country, and further expose them to theft of trade secrets, employee poaching, and even scary intimidation tactics. This, according to the New York Post, and they're calling the story exclusive at this point. A new version of Beijing's company law, quote unquote, that took effect July 1st. It's a clampdown that has been scant coverage in Western press. According to the experts, requires multinational firms with more than 300 workers in the country to appoint an employee representative to their China affiliates' board of directors. Sources tell the Post that the representatives are almost certain to be in regular contact with Chinese authorities, if not outright members of the Chinese Communist Party. That, in turn, would give Beijing a direct line into the sensitive internal workings of American firms. Now, these rules are what they're trying to put into place. Yes, I guess you could consider them new, but the idea of China entrenching itself and stealing everything they can from American companies has been going on for a very long time.
Oh, you nailed it. Sky listeners shouldn't be surprised, but how much of the world out there, they just kind of float along and don't know this stuff happens every day?
Yeah, or it just doesn't resonate with them, I guess.
They don't get it. I don't know.
The new rules, which can be alternatively require that companies adopt a local supervisory board for workers, could also give the CCP frightening tools to exert control over U.S. companies' employees. Yeah, you want the Communist Party of China to exert some control over American employees? They can tell a Chinese intelligence agent, for instance, this is the person you need to talk to if you want to coerce them. Here's who they are.
Wow.
Yep. There was a House aide who briefed the Post on this. I have access to employee data. This is their wife. This is where they live. This is where the kid goes to school. Can you imagine that? How they could manipulate? They could look at people. This is how the spy game works. You look at people for the weaknesses. Oh, yeah, he's had some issues maybe in his marriage, so we'll send a little fing, fing, fang, fang over there. Or he looks like he has some gambling debts there, or they owe a lot of money on their country house, etc. Uh-huh. They look for any vulnerability and try to take advantage of that. Well, the kid's struggling in school. I wonder if, you know, we could help get the kid into a really good private school.
Isn't it nice that they can be helpful? They can be very helpful on one side and, boy, just a little manipulative on the other.
Well, they never lose sight of the big picture, right. But they will deal with it in the most micro mm-hmm. of ways.
Well, and they might even have people who work themselves into, I don't know, staff positions under Democratic governors.
Not like Hochul or Cuomo.
Well,
that was a big story just last week.
Yes.
And here we go again.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So corporate spies for Beijing could seek to infiltrate confidential meetings. They could facilitate intellectual property theft by telling an employee to put a flash drive into a particular computer. Yeah, and you wouldn't. It's not like it would go, this is the CCP. You will follow the order. It won't, you know.
No.
It'll be much. You're going to get this email from a director. I need a copy of X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Director spying for the CCP could gain dangerous knowledge of a company's pressure points should authorities wish to exploit them. Yeah, they'll come to learn all the pros and cons of that particular business and any weaknesses or soft spots or anything else that they could possibly take advantage of to maybe exert further control or to create their own competition to take the place of that company eventually. To underbid them, etc. They'd have more information. It's the latest effort by President Xi Jinping's government to exert more control over foreign businesses. This according to a former Homeland Security Directory Assistant Secretary Paul Rosenzweig. In the past, they've done so in ways that I would characterize as external, that is, government acting upon a corporation. Now, they're adding an internal control, an employee representative. If you wanted to be ungenerous, you could call him a Communist Party spy. I think if you want to be accurate, that's what you would call that person. While China's corporate law overhaul applies to many companies, Microsoft has been in the spotlight. And not because it has more than 10,000 employees working there, but because its software is deeply embedded in America's critical infrastructure. And it was just last year that a Chinese-based group brazenly hacked the Microsoft email accounts of Commerce Secretary Gino Raimondo and several other U.S. officials. Now, of course, Microsoft doesn't want to comment for this article. They've expanded operations in China, even as other big tech firms like Google and Meta have dialed down their presence. The company has sought to downplay China-related security concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I would, too, if I were them. I wouldn't want the world knowing what's going on.
When asked by Representative Carlos Jimenez out of Florida, Republican here, in June, if the company follows a 2017 law requiring companies to cooperate with the CCP's intelligence services, Microsoft executive Brad Smith said no and hinted that the company was somehow exempt. I've talked to you about this 2017 law and how if you're a Chinese national, especially, and you're called upon to do something, it's embedded in their laws, in their constitution, that you will do it. And maybe the underlying threat is not spelled out, but it is something along the lines of, gee, it'd be terrible if something were to happen to your family.
Oh, wow. Huh. Nice to know they're concerned there, Bob.
So, you know, more very, very threatening information coming forward regarding China and the Chinese Communist Party. Lawmakers take action, especially the Democrats.
Yeah.
It is 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So much to talk about.
An armed society.
There's a lot that fires you up.
It's a polite society.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Time to call in for What's Bugging You. It is 7:21, and it's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for your support. Are you ready? What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call now, 877-975-9825. Yeah, air it out. Get it off your chest. Don't carry that baggage around. So hopefully you'll feel that much better.
Aww.
All right?
Oh, nice.
Let's go to Pete. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Whatever you do, don't let your new grandson become a Notre Dame fan, or he'll have his heart broken like mine was when the Fighting Irish lost to Northern Illinois in the upset of the decade on Saturday and pretty much ruined the season of college football for me.
Aww.
Thank you, Bob.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Pete. This probably won't make you feel better, but they pay for those patty cake games, supposed to be patty cake.
Mm-hmm.
So Northern Illinois was paid over $1 million to what turns out to be beat Notre Dame. That probably didn't.
Yeah, I don't think you're. I don't think you're helping him a lot there, Bob.
877-975-9825. Got lines open right now. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mary. What's bugging you?
Oh, it's bugging me a long time. To add to what Sip had to say, George H. Bush, president, signed Agenda 21 in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil in 1980. Agenda 21 is a plan for the New World Order.
Yeah, no, that's probably one of the reasons why the Cheneys and the Bushes and some other so-called Republicans don't want Trump to get in there. He's not going to play ball with the UN and this, you know, one world order stuff because it that's more un-American than anything, right? To give up what was fought for, the sovereignty of the U.S., and then just give it away, go, well, you know, there's the whole big world out there. It doesn't make sense to those of us that still possess a little bit of knowledge. Let's go to Donnie. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. The Tyreek Hill incident yesterday morning while I was watching with my son, I said, wouldn't it be something if he makes fun of being handcuffed during the game? Sure enough, he did. You know, everybody's going to rush to judgment here. Just ask yourself how many times you've been pulled over for speeding and you just end up face down being handcuffed by four cops. It doesn't usually happen. I'm really wondering what happened as he was speeding to the game.
We all are.
Yeah, yeah.
We all are.
Yeah. Oh, to answer your question, I have been pulled over way, way too many times, mostly when I was much, much younger. Never ended up on the pavement, though.
And he says, hey, look, I was not disrespectful. I didn't do anything. I wasn't raised that way. Basically saying my mama raised me better than that. I guess. We'll reserve judgment.
Until we find out more.
But there is an officer on maybe a little desk duty right now.
Yeah. So there's that. All right. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, yesterday I watched Liz Cheney on one of the Talking Head shows in the morning on TV. And she was giving the accolades. First of all, she said she was a conservative herself, Liz Cheney. Then she was giving the accolades of Kamala Harris. Now, how do you wash that? You can't. How do you say you're a conservative and then say that Kamala's, you give her accolades like that? And you know, and her daddy and W, you know, they're the ones who got us into the, destabilized the Middle East with the false issues of the Iraq.
No, it's clear. They've sold out their principles. They've completely sold them out. They shouldn't be allowed to even call themselves conservatives or Republicans. Tom, what's bugging you?
Well, good morning. I just wonder how many more years we're going to pay Jack Smith to prosecute Donald Trump. I mean, he had a couple of years. Robert Hur comes in. He does his same particular thing. He does it in a matter of weeks. And Jack Hur, he gets thrown out. Now he refiles.
Yeah, no, Jack Smith. Look, the powers that be are going to continually push any way they can hurt Trump. They don't care if it makes sense. Let's go to... Oh, lost that one. Let's go to Steve. What's bugging you?
I was watching the Jags game yesterday, and a Kamala Harris campaign commercial came on, and she said in that commercial that I won't be raising we need to raise the taxes on the billionaires so they pay their fair share, unlike Trump, who's going to raise taxes on you. But I forgot to say, I didn't hear her say, but we're going to let the Trump tax cuts expire, that's going to directly affect the middle class and the lower class citizens of the U.S. Liar!
There you go. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, morning. On the eve of the much-anticipated debate, I just want to say this, and this is a meme that was sent to me by a friend. I'm not concerned about Harris and Walz. I'm concerned about ballot stuffing, cyber infiltration, illegals voting machines. Election integrity, please get to work. We need it now. Fight. Vote Trump and Vance. Thank you, guys.
There you go. You're right. That is more important. And let's go to Shep. Good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is I point out what Bush said, what Cheney said, what Neville Chamberlain did. I point it out, and people look at me like I'm from outer space, telling me that's just a conspiracy theory. Well, I need new conspiracy theories because all my old ones came true. See you later.
Wow. Oh, that's
funny. Isn't that the truth? My goodness.
Yeah, but look at the money you're saving on aluminum foil now.
True, you don't need to wear it anymore.
Yeah, because they all come true. It's not fake stuff. Yeah.
Thanks for your participation in things that are bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Don't go anywhere. Free speech, good thing or not. Censorship, Tony Blair's take. We'll dig into that coming up right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Clock in this time is ticking down.
This is the time
to November.
The choice of this election could not be more stark.
We have some hard work ahead of us.
Every minute the news is changing.
You have a radical left freak.
We trust women to know what is in their best interest.
And history will be made.
You have a president who will fight.
The Sky is the station for election 2024.
It's going to be a battle.
Now is the time.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Monday. We'll make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here.
Hey.
At 7:34, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bucks beat Washington 37-20. Miami came from behind to beat the Jags 20-17. And then you had the Lions last night overtime to beat the Rams. So, seasons are underway. Football time. Where's the fall weather? It's a coming. You know, if an alligator sees its shadow in the swamp, it's another 6 weeks of summer. That's just how it goes.
I know that works.
And it usually does, yeah.
I had no idea.
Kind of how it works.
I like that. Oh, congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It did not, for some reason, Patrick did not mention our top local news story was that Bob became a grandfather over the weekend. Somehow he missed that. I don't know.
What an awesome feeling. It's my first.
Nice.
Hopefully there'll be more, but if not, I feel blessed nonetheless. And that's, you know, good. You always hope for a healthy child.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I held him in my arms yesterday at Tampa General Hospital, and he is something magnificent.
Well, of
truly,
course,
truly a blessing. Thank you, Lord. It's exciting. It's you don't know how it's going to feel until you're kind of there.
My wife Jen is always telling me how much I'm going to like that when the kids have kids. Because I didn't have little kids of my own.
Right.
Okay, so probably all the more they'll be spoiled, you know, since they'll be grandkids at that point. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't wait to start spoiling them.
There you go.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thanks for acknowledging that. And
well, already ordered some leather jackets, I'm sure.
You know, so. Facebook, I mean, man. People are fired up, and everybody says it. Oh, you have no idea how awesome it is. So
yeah.
That's good.
You'll find out.
What's going on with Tony Blair? You know, he used to be head of the United Kingdom for a while there. And there's issues going on in some foreign countries and social media being censored. And I don't know what else you would call it. Fresh off the crackdown on so-called keyboard warriors over social media posts connected to the recent anti-mass migration riots, leading leftist politicians in Britain are beginning to demand for new speech restrictions on the internet. And yeah, former Prime Minister Tony Blair, whose neoliberal Labour Party government enacted some of the strictest speech laws in modern British history, has joined the chorus of commentators demanding a new crackdown on social media. He said the world is going to have to come together and agree on some rules around social media platforms. But look, what they're doing, here's basically what they're doing. They're conflating misinformation,
right?
Which, you tell me how do you define that? And who defines it? Mm-hmm. Who says what's information, what's disinformation?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's a problem there. And then the other thing is they're trying to conflate that with talks of threats and riots. Of things that it's like yelling fire in a crowded theater. It's akin to that. You can't, don't conflate those two and put them together. You can have restrictions on people that are truly just trying to elicit a physical response or a dangerous response and what is termed by some misinformation. That's the thing, see, but they conflate them, they put them together, and then it becomes a propaganda machine, right? If you don't have free speech and you begin to censor, yes, censor those that are saying, you know, we should all get together and, you know, kill this group or do something. I mean, when you're calling for that, yes, that kind of speech needs to be eliminated.
But so many times it's just something they don't agree with. I mean, we see things that have been blocked on Facebook, and then you open it and you're like, really? What was the problem with that?
Well, that happens all the time. Yeah. And you wonder, what is their key phrases? And then you see other material on there that apparently is just fine. So again, who is going to be the arbiter of what's reasonable and unreasonable? Who's going to be the arbiter of what's information versus misinformation? You know, once you start to do that, you have encroached upon what we know as free speech.
Mm-hmm.
That's something, I can't speak for Great Britain, but I can speak for America. That is something we hold dear, we should hold dear. Free speech has been attacked, and we need to protect it. Remember, It's unpopular speech that actually needs protection. The sky is blue. Everyone's happy. You don't have to protect that speech, right? But if you say, hey, here's what I believe is going on with this war and what's behind it and all that, that might not be the popular opinion. Mm-hmm. That's why it needs to be protected, because America truly is not a democracy. And that's a prime example. Free speech allows you that individualism, and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution protects the individual. The more they can make us groups of people mm-hmm. and push toward the idea of democracy and mob rule, and, you know, people need to conform. This, the government says this is true. It's true. Well, what have we found out? The government is not always telling us the truth. And quite often, as of late, yeah, they're not telling us the truth at all on several different matters.
And can you imagine? Think if all of them, all the, there's enough of this that goes on already, of all the social media platforms, all the things that people are on, if they really did get together and had a firm, like rigid, agreed on, here's what we are not going to let on. Do you want to live in that kind of world where literally they are blocking everything they don't agree with and they're all on the exact same page?
That's what it's moving toward.
That's scary.
They don't want freedom of thought. You can't look, you can't corral people. You can't get into a thing like a one world order and all that. And no, because it's the individuality that helps to preserve the entire sovereign nation. But the left, they can't always get their way by telling the truth. And if they can manipulate social media, for instance, look at the damage they've done through controlling most of the media.
Yep.
And when I say control, they're not telling media what to do. They just know that most of the media is filled with left of center folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become more and more radical to the left over a period of years. And at the same time, there's this almost automatic, well, you have to push your agenda. That's why you're here. Versus, no, it's journalism, and you're supposed to report the truth to the best of your ability. Not weave the tale together to, you know, come out with the end agenda
right.
that you're for. That's not what it was supposed to be, but that's what it morphed into. Well, they're going to try to twist the same thing. They'll twist social media, and see, that's been much more difficult to control because it's input from all kinds of people, not just those who claim to be journalists, right? But it doesn't matter whether you agree with everyone's opinion. The beauty is, part of America is we can agree to disagree.
Right.
But once you have, you know, one version, this is the truth and there shall be nothing else,
uh-huh.
are you telling me that that wouldn't be completely perverted into utter control and dictatorship and Marxism? Yeah. Absolutely it would.
Well, and if somebody's saying, listening to that statement right now, going, well, Bob, those things don't happen. Maybe they're on the left and like, you know, Bob, that doesn't happen. What words could you not say about COVID not that long ago? Or you were spreading false information, hasn't been verified, blah, blah, blah.
They attacked things like ivermectin and mm-hmm. didn't have a medical basis for doing that.
No, not at all.
They just decided that that wasn't something they wanted the people to even consider. Mm-hmm. So not only freedom of speech, the whole idea of freedom of information and the freedom of choice. Isn't it interesting? The same party that tells you, well, it's your choice, it's your body and all that.
Yeah.
But when it came to vaccines, they forced people to get them. When it came to ivermectin, they forced, in many cases, or people took it under their own their own duty, so to speak, like pharmacists refuse to write prescriptions for people.
As if that's their job?
Right. They overrode the doctor and the patient.
You know, you say that every time I hear that clip of one of the speeches from Kamala, and she's talking about how they're the ones that want to give women, because women know what's good for them and their body. And I'm like, yeah, except when it comes to, vaccinations and such.
Yeah, but, they still hold that position, the left does, about vaccines are good and the more the better.
Oh, yeah.
But it hasn't prevented anybody from getting it. In fact, it may be actually you know, making it somewhat worse.
Well, all the things they told us, because remember you had, you know, you got to get your kids shot and boosted because they're going to kill grandma if they bring something home from school. Well, we learned that wasn't true. You won't get it if you get the vax. We learned that wasn't true. You can't spread it. You won't get it.
And it started with
none of it.
95% efficacy.
Yeah. Yes.
95%.
That was a miracle, Bob. Miracle. If it were really true. Yeah.
President Biden was so hell-bent on getting out of Afghanistan that he rebuked any advice to the contrary, ignored the pleas of the Afghan government, and disregarded objections from U.S. allies. This from the House Foreign Affairs Committee's report. I'll share more of that with you coming up on the Monday edition of the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. We are 97.3 The Sky. Happy Monday. We're going to make it great. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8. Wow. It was a scathing report, and yeah, probably very accurate.
Yeah.
Biden hell-bent on leaving Afghanistan. So you had the Republicans on the House Foreign Affairs Committee put this together. This is a almost three-year investigation, I do believe, over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, looking at all the errors, mistakes that were made during his decades-long tenure as a Delaware U.S. senator, 8 years as vice president, and then nearly 4 years as president, Mr. Biden has demonstrated distrust of America's military experts and advisors and has prioritized politics and his personal legacy over America's national security interest. That's just part of what the roughly 350-page report asserted. His administration consistently lied to and misled the American public to try to convince them to support his consequences-be-damned view that the U.S. should swiftly end its 20-year war in Afghanistan. Look, and nobody's arguing whether it was time to go or not.
Right.
I think everybody was kind of exhausted by it. However, did you want to leave that base behind?
No.
I mean, that's just one sort of strategic element. Did you want to leave billions of dollars of weapons behind?
No, but it looks like we did anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you knew when you were leaving, the actual government that you kind of tried to set up and have a little bit of a framework was literally falling apart.
Yeah.
I mean, so you knew right then you're giving them, the Taliban, that is, everything. You're giving them everything.
And then our allies who were there, we didn't really even tell them we were leaving until we were leaving. Come on, really?
What a mess.
That was a debacle.
Yeah. But yet somehow, some way, Kamala, who is running for office and will, yes, say anything to get elected, but really to even try to twist this one. She's trying to blame her and Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan on Trump?
He wasn't president anymore. He wasn't the commander-in-chief, just saying.
This happened 7 months after he left office. The Harris-Waltz campaign released a statement Friday that claimed Trump left the Biden-Harris administration with zero plans for an orderly withdrawal, only a dangerous, costly mess, which is not true, by the way. There was several frameworks that had been presented. One of the things Biden did was, well, he didn't want that many troops. Well, to do this safely, we're going to need this many. And he basically kept saying no.
He told the military no, as if he knew better. Really? Really, Brandon?
You know, Trump began with negotiations with the Taliban and reached a deal, but it had not been completed by the time he left office. And his deal, by his own words, was basically, yeah, we're going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to leave these folks in power.
Yeah.
And we're going to leave you alone, Taliban, unless a single hair is harmed of any American.
Yeah.
And then the deal is off, and we will take care of business.
Well, Joe, I mean, he told us that there were no lives lost in the military during his presidency. He did say that.
You're talking about an aging man with a memory issue, remember?
So he has 13 things he didn't remember in this case.
In this case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm. So by the time he left office, January 2020, that's Trump. He's gone. Biden, against the advice of his military advisors, decided to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan in September 2021. Now, against the advice of all his military experts.
Wow.
Which prompted the Taliban to sweep into Kabul at the end of August 21 and topple the U.S.-backed government in a surprise rout. The sudden takeover prompted mass panic and chaos as hundreds of thousands of Americans, foreign civilians, and desperate Afghans scrambled to depart. The remaining U.S. troops in Kabul at the time, as well as hundreds more who were flown in, were ordered to carry out the withdrawal. They were ordered to do this even though the government that was supposed to take over was literally crumbling and had crumbled weeks previous. Didn't matter. He was hell-bent. He literally was hell-bent on this. A very descriptive word for Biden. Mm-hmm. And said, nope, you're going to carry this out, this withdrawal anyway. And had to know that it was going to be under extremely stressful and dangerous conditions. Yeah. And what happened? Well, a suicide bomber infiltrated the crowd surrounding the airport on the final days of the evacuation and killed 13 American service members. Before departing, U.S. military commanders ordered a drone strike that accidentally killed a humanitarian aid worker and members of his family, including children. The Biden administration has never held anyone accountable for the bungled withdrawal that played out on television screens across the world. And President Joe Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin have said they have no regrets. How can you say that?
Wow.
You have no regrets when
unreal.
Any human being with, how could you not say, yeah, we regret, absolutely, some of the decisions that were made and the fact that 13 service members were, of course.
Just watch the video and tell us you have no regrets.
But
really?
They can't, and maybe they do, maybe they really don't.
Maybe
I mean,
not.
Which I guess is even sadder and sicker in many ways,
yeah.
Right? All right, we're making Mondays great. It's what we do. We're going to roll with it. We're going to make it awesome. So stay with us. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you can pick up the podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on The Bob Rose Show. Subscribe. It's free of charge. 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.